Outside Honeywell's corporate headquarters in South Minneapolis, most workers shied away from questions about the Allied Signal acquisition. Two women smoking in front of a building said off tape they were angry. They feel reporters have been misrepresenting the deal with Allied Signal, failing to underscore that although Honeywell's Minneapolis corporate headquarters will close, more than 6,000 Honeywell jobs will remain in the Twin Cities. But workers who would talk generally said there's now a sense of uncertainty at Honeywell.
I think everyone has a very wait-and-see attitude.
Randy Lee is a senior architect in the Home and Building Controls Division. Lee says he's pleased the new company will retain the Honeywell name, and he thinks in the end, combined with Allied Signal, Honeywell will be a stronger company.
The two companies seem to be a pretty good match. It's just some aspects of the merger are disappointing here locally. The layoff, potential layoffs, the closing of the offices, the impact on the neighborhood here.
Lee's position is relatively secure. He's one of nearly 3,000 people who work in Honeywell's Home and Building Controls Division. The company says the division will remain in the Twin Cities. Honeywell says another roughly 3,000 Twin Cities employees who work in aerospace and in research and development can also count on keeping their jobs after the combination with Allied Signal is finalized. The only job cuts, Honeywell says, will be corporate jobs, about 1,000 positions from public relations to legal to accounting functions. And Honeywell says some of those people will have opportunities to work in other Honeywell divisions or to transfer to the New Jersey headquarters.
I'll be looking for a new job.
Just 5 weeks ago, Maggie, who didn't give her last name, took a training and development job with Honeywell.
I report up to corporate, and most of the corporate positions, it sounds like it's going to be moving out to New Jersey, and I don't anticipate that there'll be a lot offered to stay in Minneapolis, and I don't really want to transfer to New Jersey at this time.
Maggie says friends she's made who've been with the company much longer than her 5 weeks were shocked and saddened by news of the acquisition. Ken works for a Honeywell contractor called Integris that services computers. He expects he'll still have plenty of work at Honeywell because of the divisions that are remaining, but not as much as if the corporate headquarters were to remain in Minneapolis.
To me, it's just the way things go. In the long run, I think it'll be good for both companies. These kind of things that are good for companies aren't necessarily good for all the people that work for them.
Honeywell and Allied Signal hope to close the deal by this fall. This is Mark Sedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio.